We are. Well, I think at least on this side of the glass, the mental fog is just as evident as the physical fog.
That's an everyday thing for us, though. I mean, it's the life we chose.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I get it.
How foggy are you downtown?
It is quite foggy down here. It's, again, like you were saying earlier, it's about a block visual, and almost missed a turn, almost ended up at going south. But, yeah, it's foggy.
That would have been interesting. You show up to the wrong place, and everybody's just wondering why the History Center's here. Maybe we got a new historical site here in Emporia.
Mobile history. There you go.
Why are you here? Well, we know why you are here today, sir, and that is to talk about a lot of exciting news here for the History Center. First and foremost, I want to say to you a huge congratulations on a fantastic match day. What was it, just over
$22,000? $22,368.85.
Wow.
Outstanding.
Wow. If I had the sound effect up there, a round of applause, I'm going to just... There you go. Right there. Right.
Thank you. Thank
you. You're very welcome.
This was our very first year doing this, and we were more than pleased. I will tell you that. I just can't say enough about the generosity of the people of this area.
Yeah.
We are always amazed by that. And, again, overall, over $500,000 was raised for the 28 participants in this year's match day. And, of course, it all gets started off with the matchers. So the Clint Boyer 79 Fund, the Jane and Bernard Riebel Endowed Fund, Preston Family Trust, Trussler Foundation, W.S. and E.C. Jones Testamentary Trust, Nick and Jan Lorette, Fred and Paula Neuer, and Emporia Lodge Number 12, and the Emporia Community Foundation. That's what gets us going. Those matching funds spread out to all of us. And, again, a fantastic thing that the Emporia Community Foundation does, and again, $22,000 for us, and we couldn't be more pleased and grateful.
Well, you know, speaking of pleased and grateful, I know a lot of people are very grateful for your presence here in the local community, the Historical Society, I mean, Greg, don't get me wrong, we love your presence here too, but I, well, I was referring to the Historical Society and the History Center itself, and again, 85 years, that's coming up here. You guys have some events that are going to be kicking off starting with the new year.
We do, in fact. Again, 85 years. We actually started in November of 1937, so this entire year, coming year, we will be celebrating those 85 years. And so we kicked that off with on Monday, January 9th at 1:30 here at the Lyon County History Center, in partnership with the Emporia chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution. We're hosting Kim Stanley, who is a professor at McPherson College, and she is presenting a thing on a creative guide to telling your family's stories. So it's a way, if you're into genealogy or maybe you're writing a book about your family, this would be an excellent opportunity to get some more information about that. So again, January 9th, 1:30 here at the History Center. Kim Stanley from McPherson College is doing a class on creative guide to telling your family stories.
That is interesting. You know, you guys are all about telling stories, and it's kind of cool that you get some ways that you can do that. You know, you don't always think about, when you're telling a story, that the ins and outs that go with it.
That's true, and really that is our main function here, is to tell the stories of the people and the events that happened before us. And so we use the artifacts to tell those stories, but again, that's our main goal, is to continue the stories of those that came in front of us. So we say here that your story is our story. So everybody that's a part of Lyon County, whether you've lived here for a day or for a lifetime, you matter. You're part of the collective story. So that's what we do. We tell those stories.
And, of course, that's coming up Monday, January 9th, 1:30, in partnership with the Emporia chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution. And then just 2 days later, you've got another partnership that you guys have another event coming up.
We have another event on Wednesday, January 11th, with the fine people at the No Coast Film Fest. We are going to have movie night, and we're going to do this throughout the year, by the way. So historic movies, funny movies, weird movies, but movies here at the History Center on our third floor. We have plenty of room, so if you would like to be involved in that, it's Wednesday, January 11th. There'll be more information about that as we get closer. It'll be sometime in the evening. So probably 7-ish, but again, stay tuned to this channel for further information.
Well, you said historic movies. Do you mean movies that made history or movies that depict history?
Actually, both. William Lindsay White, William Allen White's son, wrote 3 books that became movies, so we're going to be showing those.
Okay.
They were Expendables, probably his most favorite, famous. That was with John Wayne and Ward Bond and others. It was about the PT service of the Navy in World War II. So William Lindsay White wrote a book on that. Journeys for Margaret, of course, is a story of adopting Barbara White Walker from was a child orphan from England during World War II. So, yeah, he's a very interesting fellow, but those 3 movies, amongst others, will be shown. There are some movies that were made in and around Emporia. We'll be showing some of those, like the William Allen White story and, of course, Murder Ordained and on and on. But there are several movies to pick from that are both historic and historical and depict things in and around this area or things that happened around here. So we look forward to this. Could be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. You guys are wrapping things up right towards the end of the month, right? January 28th?
January 28th. Kansas Day is actually the 29th, but that's a Sunday this year. So on Saturday, the January 28th, we'll be having a birthday party for the great state of Kansas. So come on down and get yourself a cupcake and a glass of juice and celebrate the Kansas birthday. So again, January 28th, which is a Saturday, down here at the Lyon County History Center.
Fantastic. And as always, if people want to get involved with the Historical Society, membership is always available, right?
Membership is always available. It's the best way to help all of us. So it's $30 for an individual to belong to the Historical Society. It's $50 for a family. There are perks, of course, associated with that. For instance, discounts in our gift shop, discounts on third-floor rentals, amongst other things, newsletters and stories and that kind of thing. So if you want to help us, you want to help yourself, help your community, join the Lyon County History Center today.
Fantastic. Well, Greg, it is always great to have you on here. Always happy to hear all the good news coming out of the History Center. And looking forward to a big year here in 2023.
Should be a big year, and we appreciate all the help we get from you down there at KVOE. So it's win-win.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. Make sure you give our best to all the staff over there at the History Center and just keep on keeping on.
I will. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That is Lyon County History Center Director Greg Jordan joining us here for his biweekly visit. Of course, he'll be back in 2 weeks with, I'm sure, some more great news, Chuck. So it should be always a great time to hear from Greg and hear all the good things that are happening.
Yeah, and if you haven't gone down to the Lyon County History Center, I personally encourage you to do so, because there is a floor by floor, there is a lot of stuff happening inside the History Center. And